joined right now. We split this segment right down the middle. We are joined by a wide receiver for the Cowboys now, the 17th pick overall in 2020 out of Oklahoma, two-time Pro Bowler, second-team All-Pro this year, coming off an enormous year, 107 receptions, 1,259 yards, 9 touchdowns, and appearing courtesy of Old Spice, CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee, what's up, man?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
How you feeling, dude?
Oh, well, man. Can't complain.
How's your week going?
Busy. Yeah. Very busy. And
busy,
I'm sure yours
busy
is.
Good? Yeah.
Very busy good.
Yeah,
very
man.
Busy
I good. Like that, dude. I like that energy. So let me ask you first. You were the hero of the reimagined Pro Bowl game. You caught the game-winning TD for the NFC in the flag football game. Yo, do you like that new format? Do you think it's here to stay?
Yeah, I'm digging it. Gives us, you know, the opportunity to do what we love, of course, at a high level, obviously without, you know, tackling each other, but definitely just being out there competing against, you know, the best at their position.
All right, so let me ask you about the season you had. It didn't end the way you had hoped, but you won 12 games, and you posted the franchise's first road playoff win in 30 years. Looking back, do you feel good about that season, or is anything less than playing in the final game going to be considered a disappointment if you have the star on the side of your helmet?
Quite honestly, anything that's less than, definitely a disappointment. Granted, we're very grateful for everything. You know, back-to-back 12, you know, 12 games, that we ended up with a dub, of course. And then, you know, winning on the road in the playoffs versus Tom Brady, of course, that's always difficult. And then it's a lot of, you know, a lot of good can come out this season that you can just point out, you know, and very grateful for every opportunity of it. All the good, the bad, and the indifferent. But them playoffs, man, we looking to make a push.
CeeDee Lamb joining us, that's the bottom line, right? Like, for some, just getting there is good enough, but if you're that franchise,
yeah,
you need to do damage,
enough.
Dude. Now, good is not good enough, right?
Right, absolutely.
Let me ask you, number 88 has been a symbol of greatness from Drew Pearson to Michael Irvin to Dez Bryant. Not that any of them need to tell you that. You already know that. But do they tell you that? Do they tell you the responsibility that comes with rocking those digits?
Most definitely. They remind me every time, every opportunity I get, you know, linking up with them guys. And such a pleasure. Also, just being in the same room and the level field as them guys. All Hall of Famers for the most part in my eyes. And just being a part of an elite group makes me even want to be better. You know, always play, hold myself to a higher standard. And just, you know, being the best in my craft.
And listen, generationally, depends on how old you are. Like, when I came up in this business, Mike was doing what Mike was doing. He was the playmaker. He was one of the triplets, dude. I'll never forget the first time I met Michael Irvin, man. My man walked through this room. You've never seen, like, the electricity coming off a human being like Michael Irvin. And, dude, he was a killer on the field.
Still
I've never
is.
Seen, yeah, right? But, I mean, I've never seen a receiver lead like the way this dude lead. And he just led. He imposed with his will, his physicality. Like, did you know very much about him as a player and the way he went about it?
Not necessarily. Obviously, because I wasn't around when, you know, he was at his
That's
best.
What I'm saying.
But definitely just learning, you
don't
know.
Don't bet he let you know, though.
Almost done. You can't miss it. It's Mike, man. He's going to let you know about his legacy and his greatness. But definitely just being a part of it and able to actually have a sit down and talk to him about, you know, the whole situation, his whole playing field, and how things were when he was around, and all of his experiences, and man, he never hesitated. It's never a dull moment at all.
Ever. CeeDee Lamb joining us really quickly. Dak Prescott, you know, he'd be the first to tell you, I got to take better care of the football next year. The interceptions were out of character. That's not okay. Mm-hmm. You live with this guy. You've been with him 3 years. It was out of character. What was he dealing with this year?
Honestly, I don't know what it was. I mean, isn't. Just playing football. Obviously, he had one of the worst seasons of his career. And we still stuck beside him, and we still ended up in a division round, which is crazy. So imagine if we kind of eliminate those and then able to, you know, play at a higher pace. This offense and his team go through him, and we know that. And it's going to continue to go through him, and we're going to continue to build and get better. And like you said, next season should be better.
CeeDee Lamb joining us. You're partnered up with Old Spice. What are the details, man? What are you doing with these folks?
Man, definitely. A lot of people will be with you, you know, to tell you that you got something in your hair, got something in your teeth. Well, for me, I have people around me that tell me if I smell bad, so I feel like everyone else should, too. And Old Spice got this new deodorant swagger, man. You got to get right. 24/7, long-lasting smell. So when you sweat, bro, you never have to worry about, you know, being musty or kind of reeking around anybody, quite honestly, and you'll be surprised how common that is. So definitely got to check that out.
Dude, I appreciate that, man. You want a crew around you that will tell you not what you want to hear, but what you need to hear, man. People got to keep it real with you,
right? Most def. You need the real. Only the real survive.
Only the real survive. Really quickly, dude, you know Philadelphia as well as anybody. You play them a couple times a year. Defensively, what do they do that makes it so tough on the opposition? What's it like to go against them defensively?
They pin their ears back with that D-line and let everything else work off of it. That D-line is pressure. That's just what it is. Everyone knows that. Every game that they've won, that defense has went through that D-line, and everything else, you know, builds off of it.
No doubt, especially on the back end, and they're good on the back end. Their corners can play now, but you're right. When you got five guys that are getting after the quarterback. The rotation, dude. When Ndamukong Suh just shows up all of a sudden.
Exactly.
You know, that kind of thing. CD, appreciate you very much, dude. Great to have you on the program.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Good to have you. CD Lamb. Occurring or appearing courtesy of Old Spice. Split that segment right down the middle.